This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal.
1 year, almost, into this pandemic, we've gotten to the point where a good chunk of what we're seeing on TV has been made in virus times. And that poses some challenges. Nanochka Khan, who created Fresh Off the Boat 5 or 6 years ago, has a new comedy premiering tonight, Young Rock, it's called, the life story of one Dwayne The Rock Johnson. They filmed last fall when things actually in Hollywood were still kind of a little iffy virus-wise, so the whole cast and crew took off for Australia, which when I talked to Nanochka Khan the other day, I pointed out must have been a big deal.
It was pretty big. I mean, I personally have never been to Australia, let alone shot anything in Australia. So we had the 2 weeks of quarantine, which was very intense. But I'm so grateful that we were able to go down there and make this show.
Following on to that, you know, you've got many other irons in the fire. And we're not out of this pandemic yet. What's your production model? I mean, how big a deal is this for you just for everything else you're trying to do?
I mean, it's very challenging. I think that everybody's figuring it out. And of course, it affects the bottom line because you have all these safety protocols in place and costs that you never had before. But of course, it's worth it to keep everybody safe and you know, to keep the machine running.
Do you think it's ever going to go back to normal?
Yeah. I don't know. I honestly, I don't know if it's ever going to go back to the way it was, where people were just freely kind of moving around and coming in and out, you know? I think it's always going to be a little bit different.
I'm just letting that hang there because I kind of can't wrap my head around it. But I guess the interview has to go on. well, you know. I want to talk to you about you for a second because you're the writer-director, you're the creator, you're the person who can do it but also run the show. It's like Mike Schur and Shonda Rhimes, right, which is pretty elevated company. Why do you think you all are what Hollywood is looking for right now?
I'm flattered to be put in the company of those two. There's a whole process that goes into greenlighting different projects. And of course, you know, the fact that they believe in the stories I want to tell and they support that, you know, I find myself just in a very lucky position.
What do you make, though, of this move, of this moment in this society and I guess in your business as well, right? We're trying to center people of color. We're trying to center underrepresented groups. You are telling those stories with Dwayne. You told it with Fresh Off the Boat. It seems like there's a moment here for you.
Well, I mean, I think that the more opportunities that we have to center those people, you know, the sections of society that you mentioned that have not been centered before, the better we all are for it, you know, because there are so many stories. Just because we haven't seen these stories on television or in movies doesn't mean that they haven't happened, right? It doesn't mean that they don't exist. So the idea that we now have opportunities and platforms, think of all the stories out there that we don't know about yet. And those are the things that get me excited.
Why comedy for you?
I mean, to me, it's just always what I've gravitated towards. I think that any message that you want to deliver, I personally am able to do it when it's wrapped up in something that's amusing and interesting. That's just the way my mind works.
So here's the tricky last question to a comedy person. Do you think we're ever going to be able to laugh about the past year that we've had? Are there comedies coming out of this pandemic, do you think?
Definitely. Definitely. Wow. I don't think we'll be able to laugh at, of course, the tragedy, but I think we'll be able to laugh at the way that we adapted to our lives being turned upside down, you know, and the ability to look at ourselves and to laugh at ourselves and to move forward, you know, being able to laugh, even if it's through tears. Mm. And again, not to diminish the toll that it's taken, but I do think that comedy is never going to go away.
The latest from Nanochka Khan is on NBC. It's called Young Rock. Nanochka, thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. It's been great.